Welcome. I'm creating this meditation on Earth Day. Whenever you happen to be hearing it, it's always a good day to celebrate Earth Day. The first Earth Day took place in 1970. It was created by one guy, Dennis Hayes, a 25-year-old graduate student. He said, "I started out in my incredibly drenched basement, one-room apartment off DuPont Circle, and I walked down to the mall in Washington, D.C., to join in a sunrise ceremony with Native Americans welcoming the sun to bless the day. I then flew up to New York, where I addressed a massive crowd on Fifth Avenue. Mayor Lindsay had blocked off more than 40 blocks of Fifth Avenue, and we filled it up with demonstrators. And there were crowds at Union Square and a big event at Central Park. We went all out. I have to note, it was the most exciting crowd experience of my life by far. The sea of people was literally extending out beyond the visual horizon." It's crazy to think Earth Day was started by just one 25-year-old graduate student. Never underestimate what you can achieve when you believe deeply in something and you share that. And this year is the 50th anniversary of Earth Day. Today, someone asked Dennis Hayes his vision for Earth Day 50 years in the future. And he said, "I hope that what we have in 2070 is a world that is living within its limits. When we have things going well for the environment, Earth Days tend to be celebratory. And when you have things going wrong for the environment, they tend to be protests against all the things that are going wrong and that are harming people. I hope in 2070 we will be in a position to celebrate." I thought that was interesting and something that anchors Earth Day in the heart of every one of us. Not going beyond your capacity, living within your limits. We're seeing right now during this pandemic, this massive planetary reset. Clean air everywhere. Every human on the planet subjected to a force greater than politics or weapons or greed. Every human on the planet forced inward to explore what that question means to you. How are you going beyond your capacity? Are you living within your limits? The whole nature of our profit-driven world is you got to bust through your limits, constantly grow. And that puts us in this state of aspiration. It's always good for the economy. But what effect does that go, go, go life have on your heart, on your peace, on your spirit? To celebrate Earth Day, would you consider having more respect not just for the limits of the planet, but the limits of your own nature? Can you think of the ways that you're always pushing yourself? What would it feel like if you dialed that back significantly? Now, it might be counterintuitive to not push so hard on your need for new clients or greater fitness or reaching some crazy goal you have. But what does it feel like when you really take more time to enjoy who you are and where you're at? What does that feel like in your heart? How are we supposed to respect the limits of the planet until we respect our own limits? In this moment when we all need really deep healing, can we start by being totally at peace with ourselves, by truly trusting your journey? Let's practice that today. Take a moment to get more comfortable. And our centering thought, say it like you mean it. Trust your journey, where you are, who you are. Trust your journey. For a few minutes, I will leave you to relax, to breathe, to meditate. If your attention wanders, trust your journey. If your attention wandered, trust your journey. back to the moment. To celebrate Earth Day, would you consider having respect not just for the limits of the planet, but the limits of your own nature? In this moment when we all need really deep healing, can you be totally at peace with who you are and where you're at? Can you trust your journey? See you tomorrow. Peace.
I think if I could get you to do one thing, I would say when you get to the point that you really feel highly motivated to just towards keeping your virtue, then you'll discover quite quickly just how extraordinary life was meant to be and could be. It's just we get so messy. It's not that we're doing lots of wrong things, but our mind is so messy. We don't keep it simple. And we end up making the life that we're living so inordinately complicated and completely unnecessarily. And it's such a shame to end up feeling in a real muddle when actually you ought to be having the time of your lives. Take very much to make the deepest part of us incredibly happy. You know, just to be here, just to appreciate. To appreciate being here. To feel that you're alive. To be in touch with your heart. That's it. It takes mindfulness to come to a human life. And then above that, it takes mindfulness and virtue to come to a fortunate human life. Be part of this happens briefly. The invitation is not to show how inventive and imaginative you are, but how much you can notice what you're already part of. appreciate it and share it and care about those that are around. Look out for their welfare while you're looking out for your own. That's it. And then you'll get to the end of it having had a awesome time, knowing that that was something you'd recommend to others. What you came to be a part of.